Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, glory be unto the Most High God. What a wonderful God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I pray that we continue to rejoice and be glad in it. I bless the Lord for this day that they're celebrating for Memorial Day. But every day is the Lord's day that we should celebrate Him and glorify Him, bring into remembrance of all the great and mighty things He has done. Most of all, sending Jesus into our life as our Savior and our Deliverer, giving us, glory out, that power and authority to walk in His Word and to also be dressed in His armor of God, and also praise God for the Holy Spirit. We bless the Lord, and we also pray, glory to God, for those that have given their lives for their country in so many ways and how they have sacrificed. But to God be the glory as we give all cares and concerns back to the Lord. We pray, God, praise God for the power of prayer, and prayer must be the foundation of every Christian endeavor. Praise God, we don't want to be failures in anything that we do that we don't include God in and allow Him to do the leading and guiding. And, of course, we have an adversary to contend with to make it look like we are a defeated foe, but we have to realize that we are not the victim, we are the victor. And this too shall pass. When we go through the various trials and tribulations and situations in life, the Lord let us know that we would go through, but He'll let us know and so forth. He's with us and He'll never leave us, and He's our guiding light through the Holy Spirit. And even some things that we go through in life, they are to the making of us. And the other things that the enemy tries to do to try to cause us to deviate off the path that God has for us. So we are cursed and canceled His assignment, but we got to stay focused, stay prayerful, stay faithful, stay obedient, and submitted to the Lord. And no, glory to God, that He has everything in control. Jeremiah 33:3 says, He will, that's God, answer and show you and us great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord today. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and share a couple of scriptures with you and prepare ourselves, glory to God, for prayer and a few things I do want to read today while we're waiting for the prayer warriors to come on. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make His face shine upon you and gracious to you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you in your rising up, your laying down, your going out, your coming in, all that you put your hands to do, to prosper for the Lord and His kingdom. Angels be about you and guard and protect you and yours in your leisure, in your work, and as in your going in life. Amen. So be it. Trust in the Lord and all with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Proverbs 3:5-8. Speak to the Lord as you go through your day, from the time your eyes open right on through till they shut them at night. Abide in Him and obey Him, and obey in these little things of the Lord all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said to us, truly, truly, I say unto you, he who believes in me has eternal life. I, Jesus, am the bread of life. John 6:47-48. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to do an opening prayer, just a blessing. Praise the Lord. We give God glory and honor. I had a marking place I don't want to lose. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, according to Matthew 16 and 18, I thank you that that whatsoever I shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we bind all Satan's evil, wicked, demons, lying, and tormenting spirits and strong men along with all evil principality, powers, and rulers of wickedness in high places, including all their works, roots, and links, and including any spirit of stronghold of doubt, unbelief, pride, anger, rage, strife, deception, self-deception, confusion, divination, Jezebel, accusation, familiar spirit, delusion, and self-delusion, unforgiveness, wickedness, and will sins. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come to interfere or to come to bring deception or cause, glory to God, any of your people to deviate off the path, any of them to lose faith or cause them, glory to God, to be caught up in pride or high-mindedness or whatever. We cancel every assignment that's trying to keep us from attaining or, glory to God, retaining or maintaining whatever God has given us to do, whether it's in our life, glory to God, in ministry, whether it's in our home, whether it's business or whether it's job or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. We take authority over every spirit, glory to God, of confusion and chaos in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word, God. We stand on the promises of the Lord. We believe your report in the name of Jesus. As we call upon the Lord, we have the faith and the confidence to know, glory to God, that you are going to answer. We plead the blood of Jesus against, glory to God, the spirits that will come, glory to God, to cause us to be bound up, glory to God, by the circumstances of the situations that we're going through. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our deliverer and our healer. And we thank you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. In the mighty name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. We love you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask according to John 14:13, for to cover us with your anointing, the glory and the tangible presence given to us, and the fresh new release and flow in our inner man, and rivers of living waters springing up forth, abundance with life abundance. Fill us to the overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over all the strange voices. Give to us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart of understanding, and to be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessing, and all else you have for us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14:13-14, to anoint us, pour out your anointing on us. Apply the anointing of oil to the forehead now. I receive your anointing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We will do according to what your word is saying. We'll do all things and let your love be so brightly shine through us in others and acts of worship. So glory to God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Glory be unto your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we do thank you for the prayer warriors that are on the line and those, glory God, that are coming on, that God, we will continue to give you glory and give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. We're going to take a moment and just share this special prayer of on Memorial Day, and then we'll go right on into our continuous praying for tonight as we continue to give him praise in every situation, in every circumstance. And you say, give thanks in all things, and you told us to pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord. A special prayer on Memorial Day. As we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom we enjoy every day, we think of how many they have followed in the footsteps of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace and your presence as they stand in the gap of our protection. We also remember the families of our troops. We ask for your unique blessing to fill their homes, and we pray your peace, provisions, and strength will fill their lives. May the members of our armed forces be supplied with courage to face each day, and may they trust in the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and support. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. And this is a prayer that was given by Mary Fairchild. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, in the midst of glory to God, the time that we're going to have to give God praise and honor for, we bless the Lord for being able to come on and to have intercessory prayer. When we come on, glory to God, we come to give God glory and to praise and to intercede. So sometimes we can't be in a place that we only look for certain type of prayers or certain prayers to go forth for what we think. God told us to pray without ceasing, and that means interceding on every situation and circumstance. So we have people dropping off because we pray for our servicemen, or we pray against demonic forces, or we pray against situations, then the work still has to go on. So until people come to that knowledge of the truth of what intercessory prayer is about, we can't allow that to hinder us or discourage us or cause us to draw back. So we will continue to go forward to pray and to seek out the face of the Lord and to intercede on the behalf of glory to God, whether it be our families, whether it be church, or whether it be our president, whether it be glory to God, people in the armed forces or the police force or people, glory to God, that are first responders, or those, glory to God, of our youth, or those that are going through challenging times or whatever. We got to keep moving forward in the name of Jesus. And I put that plug in for a reason, because we did have some people online, and while the prayer was going on for the service people, for the military, we had some drop off. But I just want that in there. We're going to pray about whatever God placed on our spirits and in our heart to do as according to the will of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so in the meantime, we pray for you all to come to that place of the acknowledgement and acknowledgement of what God says. So it's up to whosoever will, let them come. As he said, even for salvation, so it's the same thing, even when there's anything else that God is doing. If he say be a partaker of it, so be it. And if not, then, hey, we move on. But whoever's been assigned to certain duties, you got to carry it out. Praise God. I will open up the first prayer, glory to God, for those that are hurting and going through and may have depression or whatever. It was something that Pastor Dorsey had sent, and then a glean from that. And so I'm going to share some of this prayer and some of the things God added to it for tonight, glory to God. Dear Lord Jesus, many are hurting. The spirit of oppression, depression, suicide, loneliness, low self-esteem, worthlessness, and emptiness is trying to overtake many people today and during this holiday season. Jehovah Rapha, my healer, I ask that you go directly to the core of the many ills and the hurts and the disappointments and bind and rebuke and remove and break, every yoke. And, Father, we do realize that you have given us authority to bind and loose and curse and cancel in the name of Jesus. And those that, things that we can't do, we also, glory to God, surrender them into your hand and ask for your deliverance and your healing for these people in these circumstances. In your precious name, Jesus, restore your love, peace, joy, grace, and mercy unto them. Greater, amen, amen, in Jesus' name. What a mighty God we serve. Praise be unto the Most High God. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. To God be the glory. Lord, you have promised in your word to keep us in perfect peace when our minds and hearts are fixed upon thee. Or we will purpose in our hearts to choose daily not to focus on the challenges, the issue that may occur in the situations and the circumstances that confront us daily. We will cast our problems and burdens upon you, O Lord Jesus. Help us to keep in mind, steadfast on the wholeheartedly seek you and rely and trust, believe, and obey your holy word. And Father, we do know there is many that you are called even in the body of Christ for us to line up and do so. And sometimes people get weak, and sometimes they get tormented and agitated and aggravated and oppressed and bombarded with the various cares, and the enemy will come in and bring depression, oppression, suppression, and cause some, glory to God, to feel like, glory to God, I want to give up, and whether it be a suicide or whether they just want to give up on you. Some, glory to God, to get in a place and they'll start using other substances substance and other situations, and sometimes they'll even use other people, and sometimes they get caught up in the direct race of what the world is doing. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. But sometimes people get in this vicious cycle, and it's hard to break. So, Father, that's why you told us to pray one for another, burdens, bear one another, burdens, strong bear the burdens of the weak. So we come against every foul and unclean spirit of every voice that comes to depress, oppress, suppress, every voice of confusion, even, glory to God, selfishness and pride and high-minded. We pull those strongholds down. We curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy to bring torment, to cause, glory to God, people to give up on, glory to God, their Savior, or cause them, glory to God, to sway to the left or the right, and some, glory to God, just get caught up, glory to God, just can't find their way out. So, God, we just believe in you right now, every satanic and demonic force that had come, glory to God, to come in and rob them of their life and rob them of their joy and rob them of their peace. We take authority over it right now and bind it up and command the enemy to loose his hold and go back to the dry places once again. We speak the joy. We speak the peace. We speak that they be reminded of the promises of the Lord and the plans that he has for them that is good and not for evil, to give them and expect them to bless and to prosper. Those that don't know you in the partner sins, God, we pray for them. We pray for their mind and pray for their hearts. Give them a mind and a heart to want to be saved. We pray that you open their ears and open their eyes so they can be able to see what's going on. But we are praying, glory to God, when they hear the word, they don't reject the word. But we are praying, glory to God, for those that are struggling and desire to know you, but so many things are going on. We are praying that those yokes be destroyed, that those chains be broken in the name of Jesus, that they may come to this Lord and Savior, glory to God, that want to deliver them out of darkness into the marvelous light, want to work and turn things around in their favor in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just believe you tonight, and we'll just glorify you and magnify your holy name. You're worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to get ready now to open the lines for the prayer warriors to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this Mother Alexander?
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you doing tonight? Praise
pretty
God.
Good.
Praise
pretty
God.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Whatever he's placed upon your spirit to pray, we're going to stand and hold on to whatever, glory to God, God has given us to do to intercede and to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. We shall not be moved from our place. So I just pray, glory to God, as God give it to you, you speak and pray accordingly. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. We thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for being the head of our life, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord God. Lord, we come against all things that is not of you, Lord God. Every word of the enemy that come against your people, Lord. We standing against it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we binding up this spirit of oppression that going along, Lord God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, that you have gave us the dominion, the authority, and the power to bind things unhurt. According to the promises, Lord God. So we're standing on your promises, Heavenly Father. God, we believe in by faith, Lord God, that if we believe your word, we must speak it, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to do the things that is pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Father God, we come before you. We bring sisters and brothers before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they will stand boldly, Lord God, and praise the name of the Lord by standing boldly and proclaiming the victory that he gave us. And, Lord God, we thank you today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for because of what you did, Heavenly Father, we are able to stand boldly and proclaim that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that we have the power and the authority that was given to us by our Savior, because according to the promises, he paid a price for us. Healing belongs to us. We have the authority to speak against these diseases and sickness that come against your people. We have the dominion and the authority because it was given to us to speak against it. Because according to the promises of the Heavenly Father, he said in his word, by his stripes, we are healed. according to the word of the Lord. We are healed. So we speak these words in the name of Jesus, binding up the spirit of high blood pressure that come against the people in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose the people right now in the name of Jesus. And we catch it back to the dry place where it belongs in the name of Jesus. We come against spirit of oppression. We bind in that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose the people in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, whatever we bind and hurt, you bind in heaven. And we know you is not a man that you should lie. If you tell us one thing, that's what we must stand on. So, Father God, we thank you today for the authority, the dominion, and the power that you gave us, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to say the word that you gave us to say. You said in your word, Lord God, your peace is what you give to us. The peace of the living God is what we have as a child of God. You said in your word, Father God, joy you give to us, peace you give to us, love you give to us. So I bind that spirit that come against sisters and brothers of depression. I bind it in the name of Jesus. He shall not have authority in your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to stand strong against these things, Lord God, because you already gave us the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Father God. Only you, Lord God. Only you, Lord God. You did it all for us, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against this pain and hates that come against the body. I bind those things up in the name of Jesus. You cannot have authority over the child of the living God. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and speak against these sickness and these disease that the enemy come against us with. In the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not accept these things laying down and just throwing our hands up and giving in. No, because you pay a price for us, Heavenly Father. You pay the price, your only begotten Son, so we could have this power and authority to speak against the wiles of the enemy. Lord God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of understanding, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, Heavenly Father, because according to your promise, Lord God, you said come boldly to the throne of grace, Heavenly Father. You said ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Lord, we believe, Lord God. We believe that your word is what keeps us going, Lord God. We believe that you said by your stripe we are healed. We believe we are healed, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Yaraboshata Sikarabosia. Only you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father God, because you are the only heart regulator, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father, as we come today, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you for being the head of our life. No other way, Heavenly Father. No other way. You are the only living God. And there is no other but you, Lord God. Before you there was none, and none can be after you. Because according to the promise, Lord God, we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe every word you said, Father God. You said you will deliver. And Lord, we believe, Lord God. I know you're a deliverer, Father God. I know you as a healer, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus I stand boldly and proclaim healing belongs to us in the name of Jesus. No other way, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, as I pray for the fatherless sons today, Lord God. Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. You see it all, Heavenly Father. You know their heart. You know every move they make. But Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus, interceding, Lord God, interceding for your fatherless sons and the widows, Lord God. I stand boldly, Lord God, claiming the victory, Lord God, because your word said, Heavenly Father, you execute judgment for the fatherless. You execute judgment for the widows. Help us to walk according to your word, Heavenly Father. Help us to put you first in everything we do, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can stand boldly against the wiles of the enemy. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord God, because you are the only healer, Lord God. You said in your word, Heavenly Father. By your stripe, we are healed. And Lord, we receive it, Heavenly Father. We receive it, Lord God, that your word is what we're going by. Your word is what we believe in. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. No other God but you. The only living God. You are the only creator. No other one but you, Father God. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, I bring the prisoners before you, Lord. Lord, you see it all, Father God. Renew their mind, Lord God. Bring them into a knowledge of truth, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too way down that you cannot bring up, Father God. Oh, God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. You see the situation of every area in our life, Lord God. And you know when we wrong or we right. But, Father God, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy on some of your people, Lord God, that has refused to do the right thing. Have mercy on those that are trying to push on, Lord God. And those that seems to see like they're blind to your word, Lord God. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, bring a rude awakening, Lord God. Open their eyes, Lord God, that they see, Father God, that you're still on the throne, Lord God. And you are the only healer, Lord God. You are the only heart regulator, Lord God. Have mercy on our brothers and sisters out there, Lord God, that are trying to go on in a narrow road, but still falling on the wayside. Strengthen the inner man in them, Lord, that they come to acknowledge who they really are, Lord God, that they will stand boldly and proclaim the victory in Christ Jesus, that they will not be afraid, Lord God, because you did not give us the spirit of fear. So many is falling back. So many is asleep. But Heavenly Father, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, wake them up in the name of Jesus. Wake them up, Father. Let them see, Lord, that you already make a way for us. We have the authority and the dominion. We have enough power because you gave us power and authority. You did not give us fear. And we bind that spirit of fear right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we claim the victory, Lord God, for we are conquerors. We are more than conquerors because according to the promise, Lord God, help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours, Lord God, because of you, Heavenly Father. And only in the name of Jesus we come before you, Lord. Only in the name of Jesus, because there is no other name that can come against that name. Jesus, our deliverer. Jesus, our provider. Jesus, our way maker. Jesus, our healer. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. None like you. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. For so many things is going on in this earth, Lord God. Oh, God, touch your people's heart that they stand, Lord God. Touch your people's heart, Lord God, that they will stand boldly, Lord God. And know that we are more than conquerors. We are more than a conqueror because you gave us the victory, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you today. We thank you today, Lord God. We thank you today for being the Lord of our life, Father God. Help us to continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep boldly in the word, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to walk this walk of faith, Lord God, and this narrow road, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this, Lord. Only in Jesus' name. There is no other name. Only in Jesus' name we claim victory, Lord God. Continue to have the prayer line, Father God. Help us to stand boldly on it, Lord God. Because your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us. Your word said, Father God, if we call on you, Lord God, all things is possible to them that believe. And Lord, we believe in your word. We believe in your word, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe, Lord. This I ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. No other way, Lord. No other way. Only you, Father. Only you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
The Lord, hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
Jesus.
Father, in your presence tonight, we come, glory to God, bringing the body of Christ before you. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless and strengthen those that are standing strong and standing firm on your word and on the anointing. Praise you, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are fighting the good fight of faith and standing on the wall and determined not to compromise, not to step down, or not to lean to the left or the right. We pray their continued encouragement. We pray, glory to God, for their strength. We pray, glory to God, for help. We pray for those, glory to God, that are in ministry that still need, glory to God, that bonding and unity, glory to God, that you will send help in. For those that may be struggling in ministry but holding up the bloodstained banner, that they will not get weak and they'll not give up. And they are not, glory to God, deviate from the path in the name of you that you had before. Help them remember that you said you have a plan for them. That plan is good. And you said all good and perfect gifts come from you. And let them know, glory to God, no matter what it looks like, you have a future and you have a plan for them. God, you told us that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. Help them to know, glory to God, this too shall pass no matter what it looks like now. And even for those that are flourishing, help them, glory to God, to not to get high-minded or full of pride or get caught up, glory to God, in prestige and power struggles in the name of Jesus. Though the enemy is offering so much to cause, glory to God, people to compromise this at this hour. So we are praying those to stand strong and they will not be a partaker of another man's sin. God, I pray, glory to God, that you will strengthen them to stay focused, to seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness and everything else to be added every day. Don't let them get to a place, glory to God, that seems like they have achieved and that they begin to step on others or look down on others or begin, glory to God, to lose sight on, glory to God, the purpose that God has called them for and that they're not to make up their own reputation. Just like with Jesus, glory to God, he came for no reputation of himself, always pointing everyone back to the Father and listening to what the Father said and being led by the Spirit of the Lord. So, God, we pray for those that have begun this compromise, those that have got caught up in, glory to God, bringing dissension and confusion and sowing discord and have been busybody and having all kinds of spirits, glory to God, that come in to bring confusion, the ones that are abusing the sheep, those, glory to God, that even in the house of God, they're not being attentive to what the word of God is saying, fighting against, glory to God, the ministers, ministers fighting against the deacons, the other ones, God, things that the enemy is bringing in because flesh is on parade. We are praying, glory to God, for a change. We are praying for a change of heart. We are praying for, glory to God, for those that turn their hearts back to God and not on the things, glory to God, they are seeking after in this land. We are foreigners in this land. You want us to be blessed and you want us to possess things, but you don't want those things to possess us. So I'm believing you, glory to God, for change, for all that unforgiveness, glory to God, that's in the house of faith. Glory to God, we plead the blood of Jesus that we get to a place that we'll walk in forgiveness. We'll walk in the love that God has called for, that we won't compromise, glory to God, and start showing partiality to this one and that one. God, there's too much, glory to God, of confusion in the body of Christ, and we're looking at saying it's the devil, and it's this one, and it's that one, and it's Trump, it's the governor, this, that, and the other. But it's a lot of things that the believers are not in place and positions that we can make a difference. Everything is not going to change because there's some things that you said has to come to pass and will come to pass in these last days. But you sit us in the earth realm for to be an example, to be a light, and also to be a witness and to draw others, glory to God, to you. So, God, we're just praying, glory to God, that we'll get in our position, get in our place, those that need to, glory to God, rethink some things over, look some things over, and find out all we're lining up with what God is saying. So we're just praying for unity. We're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance in the name of Jesus. rebuking every foul and unclean spirit that has, glory to God, such a house divided in the name of Jesus, and the kingdom divided in the name of Jesus. We are praying right now, glory to God, that we'll wake up and recognize the signs of the times and the things that are going on, that we must be about our Father's business. So, God, we are just believing you, glory to God, that there will be a mindset to get in God's word and his word to get in us, and so that, glory to God, we can take the authority over the foul and unclean spirits of the enemy and fight the good fight of faith and know it's not our brother. It's not that flesh, glory to God, of that physical body. It is those spirits, glory to God, that's possessing those vehicles and causing, glory to God, so much havoc running into the earth realm. We're praying now, glory to God, that we'll have that mindset to do the will of the Lord. Change of heart, change of mind. We're believing, glory to God, in these last days that a great move of God is going to take place in healing and deliverance. We're believing for revival. We're believing, glory to God, for, glory to God, people to come to a place that recognize, glory to God, Jesus is Lord, and it's only one true and living God, and that's Jesus Christ. We're believing, glory to God, that there is going to be a great move of God. But in the meanwhile, there's got to be change of heart, change of mind. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying that the love, the agape, glory to God, will be in our hearts and in place, and we won't be talking about it and be having lip service about it. We'll really be genuine vessels unto honor. As often being said, that they will know, the world will know that we are disciples, God's disciples, by the love we have one for another. So, God, I'm thanking you right now. I'm believing you. I thank you for the prayers that's already gone forth and the prayers are still going forth. So that if we'll be in our position, it won't be so much depression and oppression, suppression, murdering and killing them. Things will be going on, but we'll be able to reach those, glory to God, that are lost, whether it be our youth, whether it be glory in our family, whether it be in our neighbors, or whether, glory to God, be in the church house. In the name of Jesus, the enemy is filtrating through too many areas, too many doors are being opened that need to be closed. In the name of Jesus. And it's not about, glory to God, me, mine, us four, or we over here, glory to God, in our little corner, and we over here in our little organization or our little church or whatever, and glory to God, whatever else goes on, so be it. We jump and holler and praise the Lord, but we got to make a difference in our life living. We might be the only Bible somebody reads. Glory to God, what are they reading? What kind of food is on this tree? We're believing, glory to God, that we got to wake up and check ourselves. But also there will be times when you want us to open our mouths and speak. Help us to be led by the Spirit. Because if we're led by the Spirit, whatever you say, whatever you do will be accomplished. And the enemy is a liar. We will not walk in fear, but we will walk in the faith of the Lord, walking by faith and not by sight. We're believing you, glory to God, for a change in the body. In the name of Jesus. But we thank you for the progress already being made. We thank you for the healing and the deliverance and the encouragement and the enlightenment and the awakening that is taking place. Hallelujah. We're believing you, glory to God, even for the generations that's behind us and coming up and the ones behind us. God, they'll catch on fire and they will be, glory to God, a desire to want to please you. And they'll see the manifestation of the power of your anointing in this earth realm at this time. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. We had a few that followed up, but we do have some guests that's on, too, and we're just praying and believing the Lord. If there is any prayer request, anything right now that the Lord has placed upon any of you all's heart for tonight or Global Data Praise Report, we will definitely take that. We're not going to try to extend the time. As the anointing flows, we want to flow with the anointing, and when he releases it, so be it. We do come off early tonight. This will be one of our shorter nights. But before I even go, praise the Lord, ask Mother Alexander once more if she just give us a brief prayer, glory to God, for our youth. Because even before anybody came on, I had quite a few prayers before the Lord and even for this Memorial Day. So I give space for you to cover our youth tonight with everything that's going on and they're getting ready to get out of school and different challenges already been taking place in school. But right now we want to cancel the assignment of whatever the enemy wants to do to try to snatch our youth or cause them, glory to God, to make the wrong decisions and change to allow the enemy to bind up the works of the enemy that he is trying to change the destiny that God has for them. So we want to pray for a blood covering over them. So if you would, Mother, you can go ahead and put that prayer before the Lord at our request, and then we're going to open all the lines and so forth for any prayer requests that are out there. And when the Lord's finished, we'll be finished. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Give you glory, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, you see the youth, Lord. You know each and every one of them, Father God. Well,
yes.
Lord God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus tonight, Lord God. We ask, Heavenly Father, for mercy for these youth today, Lord God. Mercy, Lord Jesus. Mercy, Lord God. Lord, touch the mind, Lord. Renew the mind, Lord God. Lord, you know more than anyone else what's going on in the mind of the youth today, Lord God. But Lord, we come together right now touching in agreement, Father God. Praying for the youth, Lord God. We standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Lord, we bind up the works of the enemy that come against them, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the inner man in these youth today, Lord God. That they come to acknowledge who they really are in Christ Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch the mind of them, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. For Lord, we know you said in your word, Lord God, cast every cares on you, Lord God. So, Lord, you said pray for one another also, Heavenly Father. So here we come, touching in agreement, Lord God, just to have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on the youth today, Lord God. Lord, there's a spirit just running around and the youth just going through, Lord God. It seems like they don't want to be obedient to parents either today, Lord God. It seems like they seems to lose the knowledge of listening to parents, Lord. That foul spirit of disobedience, they're trying to take them over, Lord God. We bind in that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose the mind, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, when we hearts believe, we receive. Lord, we believe in that there's going to be a change in these youth today, Lord God. There got to be a change. We bind that spirit that come against them, Lord God. That spirit of angriness that they have in them also, Father God. We bind that spirit of anger. Because, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, pray for one another. You said in your word, Lord God, that if we call on you, Lord God, and if we ask, Lord God, and you also said, Lord God, knock, Lord God, because we know you is a God that hear our prayer, Lord God. And Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch the heart of the youth today, Lord God. Touch the mind, Heavenly Father. Bring them into a knowledge of truth, Lord God. Oh, God, renew, renew, renew the mind, Lord God. We know that you can, Heavenly Father. Renew the mind of the youth today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, have mercy on our young generation today, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Put a hunger in the heart to want to hear more about the living God, Lord God. Oh, God, we bind up the works of the enemy that come against them in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind that works of the enemy, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to just touch the mind, Lord. Touch the mind of the youth today, Lord God. Let them come to a knowledge of truth, Father God. Help them to fight a good fight of faith, Lord God. Help them to stand boldly and say, well, this is not what I want. I do not want to waste my life like this. Oh, Father God, have mercy. Have mercy on the youth today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to put them in a part by themselves to come to a knowledge that this is a new era, Lord God. This is a time to turn your life around, Lord God. Help them to be obedient to the parents, Lord. Oh, be obedient to the adult, Lord God. And help the adult to come to see, Lord God, that these youth, Lord God, need more and more of the word of God, Lord God. Help them, Father God, to see, Lord God, that there's better thing for them out here, Lord God. It's a better way, Lord God, that each and every one of them can come to know, Lord God, that there is a God that loves them. And that Jesus Christ had paid a price for them, Lord God. Oh, Father God, have mercy on them, Lord. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Lord, you gave us power to bind things unheard. So we come together now, touching in agreement, to bind the works of the enemy that come against these young people, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you to touch your people's heart, Lord God. Those that is in authority, Heavenly Father, touch their heart, Lord God, to want to make a way to help the youth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that they see, Lord God, that these youth need people that cares for them and want to see a difference in them, Lord God, not just out there in the world. Oh, God, have mercy on the youth today, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. This I ask, Heavenly Father. And as we touch in agreement, Lord God, oh, God, help us to continue to stand on this prayer line, Lord God, and to continue to come against the wiles of the enemy that come against your people, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to continue to be bold soldiers, Lord God. Continue to fight the battlefield, Lord God, by standing by faith, Lord God, and doing your will, Lord God, because you gave us the authority and dominion, Lord. Help us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for opening doors for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for the youth, Lord God. Because one thing I know, Lord, you answer prayer. And you hear every time we call on you, Lord God, you hear us. So, Lord God, we're asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on our youth today, Lord God. Lord, I'm standing in the gap for my grand and great grands too, Lord God, that you continue to keep a hedge around them, Father God. Continue to keep a hedge around these youth, Lord God, that know that they know that they know that they're His, a God. They know you, Lord God. Help them to fight the good fight of faith and to stand against that enemy, Lord. Help them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name,
Glory be to your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Only you. Only you. Only you, Father. Only way can be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to the holy name. Thou art worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Father, I thank you that your will, Father, I thank you that it is your will that we walk in complete soundness and perfect wholeness in our spirit, soul, body, in Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary's cross for our health and well-being. I refuse to be robbed of the provisions any longer in Jesus' name. The alien forces of wrong thoughts, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmity, sickness, and disease cannot reside in us because you live in us. Now, Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit, with the authority you have invested in us, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrection power. Today, we receive an exchange of your strength for our weakness, your joy for our sadness, your pleasure and delight for our sorrow and heaviness. We stand on the promises of the Lord, glory to God, and know that the promise of the Lord at a rich and maketh no sorrow. We take authority over everything that will hinder, glory to God, the blessings that God has set before us. And we refuse to give up our inheritance, and we will not give up our birthright. We plead the blood of Jesus against every satanic force, glory to God, that will come to interfere, even in these prayers, glory to God, in ministry, in our lives, in our families, and our health, glory to God, and the wealth, and whatever that you have planned for us. We speak that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In him we live and move and have our being. As we continue to look to the hills, which come into our help, we do realize it comes from you. Help us to focus and have a mindset like never before. We will believe your report, stand on your word, obey your word, submit and commit ourselves to your word. We will not deviate from the path and compromise, not lean to the left or the right. And you said, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us, and run this race with patience. And we do thank you, glory to God, and help us to get to that place that we will bless the Lord at all times and let your praise continue to reign in us through our mouth as first fruits, giving you glory and honor every day in Jesus' name. And thank you for renewed mercies. We love you, God. Bless you in Jesus' name. We're getting ready to open the prayer line to everyone that may have a request. We want to put those things on the altar now as we come in agreement, whatever it is, and if it's a prayer request, we'll take that. If it's a praise report, we want to hear that, and nevertheless, we want to give God all glory.
Father Hubbard, I'd like to good evening.
Hello.
For God be the glory.
Praise God.
This is Evangelist Parker.
Hello, how are you doing? It's been a while.
I'm fine. I'm blessing the Lord. And you?
Doing fine. Praise God. Giving God glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to say a prayer. And I'd like to also have a prayer request, if at all possible.
Okay.
The marriages today are under attack. My marriage has been under attack because the enemy is just against families, and he's thinking if he can just derail the male, then the female will just automatically just fall off. So I'm going to pray that my husband remains strong in the Lord. He is a minister, and he's been on the battlefield, and I did do a praise report about him going 3 days later after the hospital, going to work, and them not finding any blockage or anything after a heart attack.
Man.
They found no signs of anything that had occurred, nothing. Everybody would have believed it was a myth. They would have thought we were not telling the truth about his heart attack because there were no signs there, no symptoms, no nothing when he went to the doctor after his release from the hospital of a 7-day stay. So we praise God for that deliverance. I praise him in any and everything that I do, and his praise is continuously on my lips, in my heart, and in my spirit. And the prayer, that's my praise report.
Amen.
Oh,
praise
so
God.
Glory to me. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to pray for angels to protect the prayer warriors. That's my prayer tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Heavenly Father, according to John 14:14, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels in great abundance in our presence, the presence of everyone. We have prayed for today in our homes. We've prayed in our cars, in our trucks, lands, properties, buildings, and workplaces to protect us, guard us, and to force out, drive out, and to cleanse out all of evil, wicked, demon, and tormenting spirits from our presence. We command them to leave our homes, our cars, our trucks, our lands, our properties, our animals, our workplaces, and force them into abyss and any replacement thereof, and it cannot return to us. Lord Jesus, we ask you to create a hedge of protection of the angels around each of our minds and to loose your mighty, mighty warring angels around the prayer warriors here on this line, around each of us in our homes and our properties, Father God, our workplaces, and we ask you to protect us from the enemy. I am bridging a gap, Father God, on restoration of marriages, asking you to build a hedge of protection around the prayer warriors on the prayer line so we can continue to bridge the gap and stand in the need and prayer of prayer and stand in supplication so you'll be able to answer all of our prayers, Father God. We ask you to purge us with hyssop. And again, please, Father God, we thank you in advance for building a hedge of protection, for making this radio station and this radio and Mother Hubbard and Mother Alexander, making it possible for them to be able to continue on the path of righteousness for his namesake without getting tired. So, Father God, what we're going to do, we're going to continue to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps with prayer, Father God, and supplication, knowing that you are the full armor, Father God. You are God all by yourself, and you are going to protect us. And we know this in our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. And we'd like to thank you, Father God, and I bring before you my husband, Alfonso Reginald Parker, who has been truly, truly loving and amazing, Father God, truly loving and amazing. May your grace and mercy fall upon all of the prayer warriors on this line and everywhere, nationwide. In Jesus' most precious name I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen.
Glory be unto
God.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. We praise God and honor him. Father, as you make the request, Lord God, to pray for marriages, we pray, Lord God, the blood covering over the marriages as we join forces with her in agreement, bind up every satanic and demonic force to bring division and confusion. We're praying in awareness and for the believers to recognize the tricks of the enemy. And God, when one is oppressed or suppressed by overwhelming pain through disappointment or hurt or someone said something or did something, or whether it be financial situation or whether it be whatever the crisis might be, you're more than the Christ of the crisis. We're praying for a coming together, binding up every device of the enemy to bring division and cause, glory to God, the marriage, glory to God, to be dissolved. We're praying, glory to God, healing and encouragement. We're praying ears to open for communication. So when one, glory to God, is not hearing clearly what the other one's saying, the enemy bringing confusion in the midst or distorting their words or whatever, we bind up that force right now in the name of Jesus.
everywhere the enemy wants to break up families and cause hurt and pain and disappointment,
yeah,
want to cause
people
out of eternal from God because of what's going on in their lives. Some made some mistakes, and then they don't want to ask for forgiveness, and then some ask for forgiveness, but the other one don't want to accept the forgiveness because of the pain. We're asking you, Lord, to heal. Help them to remember what God has already done. Glory to God at Calvary for every one of us. Glory to all the pain and agony in a matter of 3 days. Glory to God that we can't even go through even in a lifetime, the 10,000 lifetimes on the behalf of to restore us to the Father and bring us into that place and know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, through all the pain and the agony and the disappointment. He can, glory to God, heal us, and the Holy Spirit is there. And for those, glory to God, that don't know you in the part of their sins or struggling, that may be morally good here and there, and the enemy want to come up and break up the families and destroy lives before they come into the knowledge of the truth, we come against those forces in the name of Jesus, because you ordained marriage, glory to God, from the beginning of time. So we're asking you, Lord God, to heal and deliver in the midst. Help them, glory to God. Some that may need the counseling, the spiritual counseling, or may start out with just the secular counseling, whatever it is, God, we are praying for them to have hope and have a determination to fight for their marriages. But we're going to stand in the gap and stand on the wall, and we bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against those that are standing in the gap, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are in pain or going through, whether it's marriage, family, ministry, whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus, that we are covered under the blood, and we're going to continue to stand and fight the good fight of faith, even in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Any other requests? We've got that out there, or praise reports. We're waiting.
Yes, Pastor Hubbard, praise the Lord. It's Evangelist Cheryl. I did want to say to you and Mother that my friend that I asked you all to pray for, our son Mary, he was shot 10 times. She said, he's coming along. You know, she didn't say too much, and I can understand, but she did want me to say that he is coming along. So I praise God for that. And I wanted also to ask a prayer for my son and anybody else that has hours on their job, and sometimes their hours fluctuate. Sometimes their rent is high, and then sometimes it's low, depending on their income, because it goes by his income. And just asking that God would intervene in that situation. My daughters that are grown and out of the home, God continue to bless and keep my grandkids. And I also wanted to pray for, I don't know if y'all heard the case, of these two prosecutors. Those are the only ones that I know about. They were judges. They were found drowned, fully clothed. There was no evidence of them being robbed. And then it came out last week on the buzz that one of them was on a high-profile case. I believe the other one was, too. A woman was found. And just pray for them, because it seems like our people that have jobs and influence like that, and, you know, they're coming up dead. So just want to keep that in prayer. They have a job to do. They have some influence in the political or as well as it seems like, you know, as a judge. And they're coming up dead, you know. So I just wanted to ask for prayer for them.
Say it again. Mr. Cheryl, you said two
what? Judges, there were two judges, prophetess, that they were handling on a case, you know, like a high-profile case, making decisions. I don't know whether it's drugs or guns or something, but something that they were working on that got them to be killed. You know what I mean? Like they were working on to make the decision, and they came up dead. One was a woman in New York, and she was fully dressed. And like I said, there was no evidence that they were robbed or anything like that, but they murdered her. And so this brother just last week, it's very sad, you know, and they were both judges. One was, he was a prosecutor. So whatever he was working on, you know, really got him killed. So you want to pray for those people in those positions that have that kind of position and that kind of influence, that whether they're gangs or whoever went against them, just took their lives, you know?
Yes. We will definitely be praying, if not before the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you said for your son, was something going on in his job?
Because he works, he pays his child support. But when you have that income thing with your rent, and then they're garnishing so much money for him, I help him all I can. It's not his fault. You know, he pays the child support. But it seemed like even though the rent, what do you call it, the income might have been high for 1 or 2 months, then when it goes back down, they may write his rent for two different amounts within a three-month period because of the income can fluctuate. But when it goes back down, they don't account for that, and it's still at that level. So I'm just praying for him that God would make a way and give grace, and they'll work something out for him.
Okay, praise God.
Thank you.
Evangelist Parker, since you're on the line and whatever, you want to take that prayer request for what she was saying with her son and the two judges?
Yes, ma'am. And your name again, ma'am?
I'm Evangelist Cheryl.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father God, just asking you to please break the chains that bind us, Father God. Turn these murderous hearts around, Father God, for we know that you are our creator. For you have numbered the hairs on our head, Father God. You know all about us. You gave us a birth certificate as well as a death certificate, Father. So no one has the right to take our life away from us, Father God. So we bind up that demonic force, and we ask you to loose those chains, Father God, that will bring these people back to you, the sinners that are so lost, Father God. We are so willing as individuals, Father God, to go on the battlefield, but we always tend to draw to the saints, Father God. We need to reach out to the lost souls, the souls that were the ones that actually stole the lives, and I am calling this still, Father God, because they stole the livelihood and the life that you gave these judges, Father God, and this prosecutor. So we're asking that you touch, Father God, touch those that actually committed the crime, touch the families that have been involved and that's hurt from being a part of the crime. Because I, myself, Father God, has been a victim, but I am a victor right now, Father God, because Father God, I was robbed and beaten and placed into a coma for 3 months. So we know with you all things are possible, Father God. So we know that you can deliver, and it's just a test for a testimony, Father God. We are so quick to turn our backs, Father God, when things are going bad, but people don't realize we must continue to turn unto you, Father God. And sometimes we must have these eye-opening experiences to bring us and draw us back to you. Unfortunately, Father God, we have so many lost individuals seeking and yearning for attention, Father God, when all they need to do is turn unto you, Father God. But you gave them the life that they're breathing, Father God. You're ordering our steps, Father God. And I know just like the gun was placed in their hand by the enemy or the thoughts in their mind by the enemy, I ask that you cleanse their mind, Father God. Cleanse their heart, Father God, and let them know that they robbed someone of their livelihood. They robbed a family member, Father God. They robbed one of your children, Father God. You said, touch not my prophetess and do my prophetess no harm, Father God. And that goes for us being your children, Father God, and your prayer warriors, Father God. So we asking that you bind them, Father God, bind the ones that did this horrendous crime. Bind them in the name of Jesus, Father God. I want to say, Father God, that I feel sorry for them, Father God. I'm not really angry. I just feel sorry because that goes to show attention needs to be drawn to the way that man is thinking, Father God. We need to first start with our youth, Father God, and bring it on forward to our adults and our parents that are parenting these youth, Father God. We must learn how to lead by example, Father God. Who am I to scold my child for not going to school when I'm sitting down on my hands and won't go to school either? So, Father God, by that I mean, Father God, you have fed the hungry. You have fed 5,000 with three loaves and with fish and 5,000, Father God. You fed them, Father God. Father God, I want to slow my roll for a minute because I'm getting really, really worked up thinking about what these families are going through, Father God, because I realized what my family went through when I was in my coma. When everything was gone, Father God, except my hearing. I could hear them making funeral arrangements. So, Father God, we're not throwing in the towel on a person that has been shot 10 times. We bring him up to you, Father God. We're asking you to anoint and appoint and make him whole again, Father God. If you did it for me and you saved a wretch like me, I know you can do it for anyone, Father God. I'm a living witness and a living testimony, and I thank Mother Hubbard for even placing me on the battlefield, Father God, to be able to intervene and intercess and speak my words of wisdom, Father God. I thank you for letting me know hearing is the last thing that leaves, so we must be very mindful, Father God, because faith comes by listening.
Yes.
And faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. And faith the size of a mustard seed can move many, many mountains. So I'm asking you to please take this prayer, warriors. Faith the size of a mustard seed, move the mountains of oppression and depression, and as well as financial blessings on this young lady's son.
Yes.
Make it so that he's able to live comfortably, Father God.
Yes.
The society tried to burden us down with bills, Father God, with everything that we have no control over. But, Father God, you write our paycheck. I'm asking that you give him a paycheck from heaven. Even if you have to cash paycheck that his mother has worked to with prayer and everything, and fasting and the crying and the tears and the heartache and the headache. I'm asking you cash in on those bucket of tears, Father God, and count him as being redeemed, a redeemed child of God, Father God. We want to thank you. Thank you in advance, Father God. Thank you for all that you're doing, because you're moving in a mighty, splendid way. So instead of us dropping our head in agony and moaning and groaning and complaining, we're going to accept, we're going to exalt your holy name, Father God. We're going to tell you how magnificent we realize that you are. We're going to tell you that we know you are God all by yourself, that you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the great I am, Father God, and nobody can rob us of that. Nobody. That's a given, yeah. Father God. As you did in John 3:16, you gave your only begotten Son to save us, Father God. You didn't have to, but you did it. If I had 20,000, 10,000 tongues from the valley lows to the mountain highs, my soul would cry out, hallelujah, for this miraculous blessing that you're going to extend upon this young lady that's stretching out her heart. She's stretching out her heart not only to her family, but to the family of believers, Father God. She's stretching out to her heart and grieving for the judge and the prosecutor that was just murdered, Father God, just robbed of their life, Father God. And again, we must look at all good in every situation, because in every situation, God is in the midst. God is in the midst. You hold the ultimate, Father God. So we thank you for the birth certificates that you extended to the and welcoming your saints back to heaven, despite how they were taken, their lives were robbed. We thank you, Father God, for the test and the testimonies that we're going to bring forth to you forever and evermore. In Jesus' most precious name,
touch
we pray.
And, touch and agree.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Any more prayer requests tonight? And we give God praise, glory to God, for the prayers that's gone forth in intercession thus far.
I like what's going
We have any more?
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
ma'am, Mother.
Hi, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Yes. Oh, two people on the phone, Mother Alexander and a young man.
I like what's going on, Frank. It's storming down this side. The light is gone.
Okay, then, Mother, you can go ahead and hang up then, and we thank God for you praying tonight in intercession. So we thank God for you staying on as long as you did, and blood covering over you and everyone there in Columbia. Amen. All right, praise God. Is the young man on the phone from Pennsylvania, yes, Ed?
Yeah. Hello, yeah, this is Greg. I was calling I wanted prayer for Greg from Pennsylvania.
Okay, Greg, okay.
I wanted prayer for a lot of my back, and it feels like I'm getting blocked in a lot of areas of my life because of some recurring back pain, and also for my my whole family seems to be having a lot of health problems and spiritual problems. I'd like prayer for those.
Praise God. All right, Father, in Jesus' name, we do come before you now for Greg on his behalf. We know in your word, and he knows it too, that you said by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wing, and you sent your word to heal. We know that that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you said you came to give life and life more abundant. So we're speaking life to him, health to his family, bind up every satanic curse that will come up of sickness or disease in his family right now. In the name of Jesus, we believe in that yoke is destroyed in Jesus' name. We're believing you by faith, and we're walking by faith, not by sight, not how long it has been, but as we come in agreement tonight, we're believing you for a miracle for him. An agreement
Thank
with the
you.
Prayers that's already gone forth, but we're believing for breakthrough now. In the name of Jesus, release him of that pain in his back. God, we know, glory to God, nothing's too hard for you. So we ask you, Lord God, to allow that healing balm to touch his back now, glory to God. Let the heat of your anointing penetrate that back so we can be able to function without having excess pain and be able to have a livelihood and a life, glory to God, without excruciating pain. And so we can be able to go on with life and carry out his duties, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit that even try to come and oppress. Sometimes it hovers over us when we have pain and seem like the agony of the thing not going. But nevertheless, we curse and cancel that assignment. We speak for life. We speak forth health. We speak forth the fullness of God. We pray that he'll be whole in every area of his life. We speak a little blessings in his, that he'll be encouraged, and the word will come alive even stronger than it ever has in the name of Jesus. We pray for his family. We pray, glory to God, that thing is cursed at the root.
in the name of Jesus. Whatever it came through the generations, God, we are praying, glory to God, for fullness in their lives. We're praying for financial blessings, spiritual blessings. We come against depression, oppression, suppression, every lie and every spirit, glory to God, that the enemy has come to try to confuse, the spirit that will try to come and rob them of the faith that God says that they have, no matter what. So I pray a persistent, a pursuing, a perseverance in the word of God in the name of Jesus, that they keep casting that care upon the Lord, and they keep speaking and decreeing and declaring what the word says, and believe God's report in spite of what the enemy's saying, because he wants us to walk by sight what we're feeling, and what we're feeling, what we're going through is real. But we know, glory to God, we look beyond faith. And when you told us in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we receive in the name of Jesus. So God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will bless and minister. I pray now the ministering angel go to their post, go to him in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying that, glory to God, a stirring of a father desire for nevertheless more of you, God, in the name of Jesus. I believe your report. You told us, glory to God, in your word, that glory to God, that as we come to you and we, glory to God, submit ourselves to you, resist the devil and he'll flee. And sometimes when pain and agony and things are right before our face, the adversary wants us to see that. But God, the more we step over in the realm of faith, glory to God, and keep speaking and decreeing what your word says, God, you are not a God that you should lie. When your word go out, it's going to accomplish everything that you set it out to do. So we speak divine healing in the name of Jesus, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy and command him to loose his hold off of that family and offer Greg right now in Jesus' name. And we call forth, glory to God, the joy of the Lord being his strength. And you said you'll give us peace that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds on you. And you told us, glory to God, when we make that request, first of all, rejoice, then make that request, and then, glory, I'll be anxious for nothing. Then you'll give us that peace. And then the mind said to think of those things that are just, that are loving, that, glory, out of noble, of a good report, glory to God. We're standing on your word. God, we pray, glory to God, that you encourage him in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for a change and a testimony. To God be the glory, not for man's glory, but for you to get glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Yes, yes, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise and bless the Holy Name.
We're going to believe God. You continue to stand, and we'll be standing, calling your name up, Greg, periodically, too, believing God that something different is going to happen, and all those prayers has already went forth, and the things that you believe in God, that we'll cancel an assignment of any doubt, this smidgen of doubt that try to come in, because when we're going through, he will try to come in that way. But nevertheless, God, no matter what I feel, I know what your word says, and I'm asking you to help and direct. And whatever methods, whatever is needed, but believe in you, no matter what, you are the healer, and you're going to deliver me. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Any more praise reports or either prayer requests before we close tonight?
Praise yes, the Lord. Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise God. Who am I speaking with?
Yes,
is someone
I'm
else
in now. Hello?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. Yes, my name is Danelle. I was calling for prayer for direction and to be in God's will.
And you said your name again. I didn't catch it.
Oh, Janelle.
Janelle.
Yes.
Okay. So all you're asking for is just, you said for direction. Well, it's not all. That's a lot that you want to hear God's, you want to know what God's will is for your life. So. Okay. Then.
Yeah, I feel like God is moving me, but I don't want to move before God's timing. And it's been so many distractions in my household that I just want to make sure I'm clear that it's me, that it's God, and it's not my own emotions.
Praise God. Well, you're doing the right thing and seeking the faith of the Lord, because that's what the enemy don't want us to do. And that's why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. And the enemy will come and try to bombard us with different things that cause us to get up in our emotions because of our circumstances or whatever our situation is trying to dictate to us. But when we go past
yeah.
that over faith and act in God, then God will bring that peace that passes all understanding in the midst of the dilemma. That's that divine kind of peace that he'll give. So that's the reason why when you're making your request known unto the Lord, then not being anxious in it, you know, God, I just want to be in a place where I can wait on you and hear you. Then as you rest
Thank
in the
you,
Lord,
Lord,
that God is going to give you what direction you need, because the adversary is about driving, but the order, the God of God's order is about leading. And so he'll bring
Amen.
Us into that place so that way we won't get flustered and frustrated, because the enemy will provoke. He'll try to provoke the situation.
Yes.
God wants
yes.
us to be a place. The enemy will do things to try to get us out of place. When God wants us to leave a place, then the enemy will try to make it look okay for to stay a place. So whatever it is,
yes.
that place could be an actual move, and it could be a place in God, or it could be a situation. So, Father, we thank you tonight, Glory to God, for Janelle. In the name of Jesus, she is coming before you because she want to hear your will and want to be in your perfect will. Not permissive, not glory to God, or maybe not something that will cause us down the road, glory to God. I thought that it was you. Father, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, clear the airways in her spirit, man, so she can be able to hear without a shadow of a doubt what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I call for peace to her mind and to her heart. We bind up all the outside interference in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of confusion, every spirit of chaos, every spirit of hurt, disappointment, or the spirit, glory to God, of desires that they don't override. Because you said in your word, you'll give us the desires of our heart, glory to God, but we got to be committed to your will. You said if we delight. So that's the part of being able to know your will. If I delight, settle myself and listen, glory to God, so I can be able to know my will become your will. God, so I'm praying, God, that you will bless her, and you're going to bless her for want to seek your face first. So encourage your heart, strengthen her. We come against every satanic and demonic force that will bring on
yeah.
chaos or confusion. We'll speak even tonight.
Yes.
God, divine peace will rest upon her spirit so heavily, so divine, as we come in agreement on one accord. Because you said one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to fly. Any two stand, touch, and agree on how you'll move in the midst. You said, asking it shall be given. Seeking you shall find. Hey, shalalalabosa. Seeking you shall find. Knocking the door shall be open. So, God, I'm believing whatever direction it is that you're going to give her, it's going to be so crystal clear, no matter how chaotic it may look around her, but when she hear a word divinely from the Lord, it'll be more than just a peace. It will be a word from the Lord along with peace. Because as we grow in the Lord, as babes we find out whether we are walk with peace. But after we grow in the Lord, we have to have his word and his word with the peace. Glory to God will have us in that divine place that we need to be at that time. So no matter what nobody else say, once she hears God, she got to trust him to believe, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
He have a plan. That plan is good. And glory to God, it will give her a future. It will be blessed, and she'll be blessed. I pray, glory to God, that you strengthen her in her spirit, man, that she'll always seek first the kingdom of God in every situation. She won't, glory to God, go by an experience she had or what he did last year or the year before, but always seek it out, glory to God, his face, because it may be the time he may do something different. So I pray, strengthen her, elevate her in your word like never before. Bless her, glory to God, to have her eyes fixed on the Lord. Anybody that's in her ear, or any voices that are being said, glory to God, are trying to persuade her or manipulate her, we cancel
yeah.
that assignment. Give her a deaf ear
yeah.
to every voice that's
yeah.
contrary to the will of the Lord. But open
Lord,
her ears, fine tune tune to the voice of the Lord. So help her find out what the promises of the Lord in the word is. Seek out his face. Do what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you'll direct her path. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And Greg, take that word right there for yourself as well, no matter what the situation is saying. But God, I pray right now that you continue to bless and you continue to encourage, because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And God, help us, glory to God, to walk in the faith that's going to please you in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, encourage her, and help her to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that I shall not be moved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too as well. Praise God. That's the last request and praise report. We're going to get ready to say shalom tonight. Give God glory, pray prayers over the prayer warriors and over those, glory to God, that came on for prayer, those that are seeking out the face of the Lord, believing, God, that you're going to receive what you asked for and speaking and decree
yeah.
and declare today and believing, glory to God, for you have a blessed and wonderful week, month, and year until we meet again. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Alexander Evangelist down in Columbia, wherever it's storming there, that God
yes.
will bless and protect you. And if anything going on in y'all area too, we command, glory to God, the forces of the enemy to be canceled in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And that we should live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. And I pray blood covering blessing upon each one of you, blessings and prosperity spiritually, naturally, and physically, and even in the financial realm. In the name of Jesus,
thanks,
as we pray one for another,
thanks,
angels of the Lord be encamped. Have a good night.
Have
hello.
A good
God
night.
Bless. Hello. Good night. God bless. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.